Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. If you're curious about the secret lives of radio personalities, then check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leslie from Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Leslie, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, what do you do there in Mount Lebanon?
I'm a mostly stay-at-home mom.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Except for when they let you out.
Yeah, every once in a while they set me free.
They set you free, like little furloughs.
Yes.
What do you do? Do you run around and misbehave?
I do. I wreak all kinds of havoc, but no one knows it's me, so
I won't tell anyone.
Thank you.
Leslie, welcome to the show. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
The moon looks serene and so calm. Let us blast all that lunar aplomb. The effect's not as big if we just start to dig. So let's get down inside with a...
bomb?
Right, a bomb.
Yay.
Who among us hasn't sat outside on a clear summer evening, gazed up at the moon, and thought, man, I want to blow that to lunar kibble? Well, NASA feels the same way. They're now planning to fire a Centaur rocket armed with explosives into the surface of the moon, not just for the cool explosion, but to determine whether any traces of water or vapor will be revealed. The bombing is the first step toward planning lunar colonies, because why wait until we've settled there to start blowing things up? Also, according to long-standing U.S. government policy, blowing it up is the first step toward turning it into a democracy. Here is your next limerick.
My plants say, don't talk to us, bro. Your deep voice makes our progress slow. We will strike root with a voice that sounds cute. Bring a girl here to help us to...
grow.
Right. Put down that trowel, Barry White. If you want to make your plants grow faster, you need a woman's voice. That's the report from the Royal Horticultural Society in Britain. Scientists played recordings of various voices to 10 tomato plants for 2 months. They found the plants that listened to female voices grew over an inch more than those that listened to male voices. And in some cases, the male voices were so bad, the plants grew less than plants that nobody talked to. Women all over the country right now are listening to this and going, oh yeah. One woman in the study said, quote, I think it's an honor to have a voice that can make tomatoes grow. The scientists warned the method is not foolproof, however, citing a tragic afternoon when an episode of The View wiped out an entire crop.
This explains a lifelong phenomenon that
what?
I've noticed, that plants get sick when I take care of them.
It's your voice.
Yeah.
Plus you water them with beer.
I can't speak to this. I have managed to kill virtually every plant that has found its way into my environment.
You're not talking to them, that's why.
No, is that it?
I think so. It might help. I've gotten taller in the last few minutes, so. Here is your last limerick.
As grass by the cartloads I slurp, my four stomachs do not squeak or chirp. I'm a new breed of cattle. Against methane I battle. I produce less gas, and I don't...
Oh, my boys are going to love this one. Burp.
Yes! Everyone loves cows. They're cute, they're tasty, but at the same time, no one would want to be stuck in an elevator with one of them. Canadian researchers, though, have come up with a solution to the burpy cow problem. They've used genetic studies to create cows that produce 25% less methane gas. These new burpless cows are also much more polite than their belching counterparts. They always remember to cover their mouths and say, excuse me. But as pleasant as they are to be around, the new cows are plagued with problems. Large numbers of burpless cows have been seen swelling up and simply floating away.
Yeah, they're a great invention, but on their fourth birthday, they tend to explode.
Carl, how did Leslie do in our quiz?
Leslie had 3 correct answers, and Leslie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations, Leslie.
Thank you very much.